talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is Friday the 13th, the day all Triskaidekaphobians fear. Friday the 13th, July. The second Friday the 13th of this year, our first was in April, and here we are again in July, Friday the 13th, 13 minutes coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. Marge Hazlett, Charlie Evers in the studio here for the Exchange Club, and it's interesting because I've got all the subjects today for our current event show. Not one of them has to do with politics, but you know what? It's a Friday the 13th show because we've had some odd events this past week.
Yes, I guess so.
So let's get right into it, because we were having the discussion before we went on the air, and Stormy Daniels, who is a, I want to make sure I got this right, because people are they're referring to her in the wrong way. She is an exotic dancer. That's what she is.
That's one thing.
Well, what else is she?
I don't know what an exotic dancer would be on the in her off hours.
I don't know.
The president's friend? I don't know. So, but anyway, the reason normally we wouldn't even talk about this. We've Stormy Daniels ourselves out. But hey, guess what? A little club in Columbus, Ohio, 45 minutes up the road from here, booked her for a 2-night stay at their club. And the first night she was there, which would have been Wednesday night, there were some police officers in the audience, and one of the police officers, now people have different stories on this, but the story I read from the Columbus newspaper was there was a male police officer who went up to her and basically said, how do you say this on radio, put your upper body in my face. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Now
if it was a dairy cow, it'd be
something else.
It'd be teats.
But yeah. Oh.
TEATS. You can say that.
I didn't say.
Okay.
I didn't come down on you.
I'm talking about a dairy cow.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay.
But he did this, and so apparently there's a law on the books in Ohio for 5 years. That there can't be any contact at these clubs, physical contact. So they arrested her, and they, along with two other people, one from Marion, by the way, so there's the Marion connection. They put them in jail, and within 24 hours, they had dropped all the charges and released her from jail. And she was last night, she did not go back to the strip club. She went to a gentleman's club, where if it's a private club, I guess you can have contact. So that's where she was last night.
A private club?
I guess. I didn't know those things still exist.
I know it was another strip club, but I didn't know it was
It was called a gentleman's club.
Well,
so is
they
that,
call a lot of them gentlemen's clubs.
But it's not, I don't think that's open to the public.
Probably not. I don't
okay.
know.
But anyway.
You have to have a membership?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know where she went, but I know she went someplace else. She didn't go back to the place where the incident
right.
took place. Well, here's the problem. Now there's an internal investigation into the police department in Columbus as to why were they there, why did the officer ask her to do this if he knew it was illegal? That's the problem.
Well, they wanted to trick her into doing it so they could arrest her.
Well, think about it. I mean, she's not from Ohio. How would she know that law is on the book? That's not a law in every state.
But she was not an employee of that club.
No, but she was paid to be there.
Was she?
Yeah.
She was doing pay from them other than the tips she got?
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
going to use her tips to pay for the other girls that were...
Right. I mean, you do get tips, I guess, when you're in a strip club.
Oh, you sure do. You're going to see where they put the money.
Yeah. Well, that's right. But you know what? The problem is, why What was okay about this? I mean, she's been on this tour since January. She's been from state to state to state. Why in Columbus did this happen?
Well, because they knew the media was anxious to get a story.
Yeah, but the police created the story.
Oh, the police was in on it. Yeah, Trump paid the police department to do that.
Well, I didn't say anything about Trump. I don't know that Trump had anything to do with it. But Marge, do you think this girl was treated fairly by the law?
I don't really know.
Well, you know
Marge
what?
Marge wasn't there.
Well, I wasn't there either. But I can say that I think, first of all, number one, here's a fact you need to know, and this is a true fact. That law has been on the books for 5 years, and nobody has ever been arrested for it in Ohio. Nobody. Now, you telling me that in all these clubs we have in Ohio, that's never happened?
Who knows?
This,
unless you were in any of those clubs, you wouldn't know whether that happens or not.
Yeah, but this is the world we're in now. That if... of course this was politically motivated. We wouldn't even know her from Adam if it wasn't for what she did and who she did it with. The problem is why was that... You can't... That's called entrapment. You can't ask somebody to do something that you know is illegal.
So they did set her up. Who was behind setting her up?
I think that's what the
police chief.
I think that's what the investigation
the lady,
is out to
who's the police chief of Columbus?
I don't know. I can't say I know who did it, but I think that's why the investigation's been launched, because they're trying to figure out why nobody has ever been arrested on this, and this person.
Well, the only thing, if you go back, she was not an employee of that club, and that's why they released her.
I don't think so. I think they released her because they had nothing against her.
Well, no, they didn't, because she was not an employee. You had to be a regular paid employee to come under that law.
So what about the other two girls, the one from Marion?
Yeah, they were employees.
You think that that club didn't have to pay her anything to come there?
I don't
believe that. I believe you had to pay her airfare, I'm sure. You had to pay her hotel room, I'm sure. You think she came for free?
Well, she did. No, she did. I don't know.
It's not believable to say the club did not pay her anything.
But she must have got a
anything.
Lot of tips, or else she couldn't provide some bail money for those other two
well,
girls.
Well, no, I think that's why you come, is to make tips. Mm-hmm. You know, just like a ballpark. A ballpark pays somebody to come in. Now, if you make money signing autographs, that's your money. Good for you. But the ballpark has to pay a flat fee to fly you in, put you in a hotel room, get you there. And you can't tell me that she wasn't paid to fly in.
Should we start an investigation of the Columbus Police Department?
They have.
Another investigation?
The problem is, why do things like this keep happening? Why did the police officer go up to her and ask her to do something that he knew was illegal?
I hadn't read where he had asked her.
He did. And that's what I don't understand. Why would you do that?
What would he say in asking her?
Rub your... in my face, I guess. Well, it sounds stupid, but it is what happened.
Yeah.
Now, if you are the police chief of Columbus, if you're this woman who was not there, the chief... And that comes on you? And first of all, when you arrest...
Do they have body cameras?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's denying anything. I don't think anybody's saying that it didn't happen. That's the problem. But you don't drop the charges immediately if you don't believe you did something wrong.
Right.
And if they knew she wasn't an employee of the club, she never should have been arrested.
But they didn't know. This was found out probably by her attorney.
She didn't say, I don't work here. The manager of the place didn't say, I haven't paid her.
I don't know. You want to go down and
find
out?
I want to know why this, because it really makes Ohio look stupid. And we were all over the news, not just in Ohio.
Oh, I know. All over the world.
Yeah, and we look stupid. And we look stupid.
Yeah.
Because we do stuff like this. And I don't know why we did it. I mean, you know, strip clubs, matter of fact, prostitution is the oldest profession in the world. So we can't all turn our nose up and go, well, aren't we just uppity-uppity? It goes on every day. It'll go on tonight in Columbus, and it's the way it is. But we bring probably the most famous exotic dancer into Ohio in the world. Everybody knew she was coming. It was advertised in the papers down there. It was advertised at this club. And you bring her in, and she becomes the first person ever arrested in 5 years for this act. That doesn't sound a little fishy to you, Marge?
It surely was a setup. We got to get on them.
Well, I guess, is it because we have to be...
Will the investigation ever prove it?
I think they'll ask the police officer, why did you ask her to do it? If you knew it was illegal, why did you ask her to do it?
I'm sure the TV stations down there will be on that story until
Let me ask you this. Did you know that was illegal in Ohio?
No.
Okay, so how would somebody who doesn't live here know it was illegal?
Well, in her trade, they know all the laws,
sure. But it's not illegal in every state.
And did she you probably know? Knew that. That's
Did
why
she?
She protested.
Is it? How would you know that?
Because she's in that business.
Yeah, but nobody's ever been arrested for that ever in the 5 years that law has been on the books in Ohio. How does she end up being the first one?
Only time will tell us what happened.
Well, and also, if you're a police department, and first of all, another thing I don't understand, that's a law where you haul somebody in? I mean, that's not where you write them a ticket. You actually have to haul them in for that law? I mean, get real. Come on. Marge, does that somebody jaywalks? Do you throw them in the cruiser and bring them in? Not to mention, why were there cameras there?
Right, yeah.
Who told them?
Well, Channel 6 had an exclusive.
But who told them? She didn't tell them. She didn't know she was going to be arrested. Who told the media where she was going to be?
Somebody got the media there in the know.
Yeah.
Who said, we're going to set this...
Who would have been in the know?
Yeah. Be sure to be there because we're going to set her up.
Well, no, who would have been in the know? She didn't know it was coming.
There's a whole... Too many unanswered questions. I wasn't there.
Well, no, I think it's awful strange that you... bring her in and out of the police car, and the media knows exactly where you're going to do that. Who would know that besides the
Channel
police department?
Channel 6 would know. They had an exclusive film of her getting in the car.
And who told them where
and
she was going to be?
Who were those men she was with in the car?
I don't know. Were they the private officers? Were they bodyguards? Were they? I don't know. What I'm saying is something does not smell right to that. And within 48 hours, if the Columbus Police Department is launching an investigation into their own department, something was awry there.
Well, all the TV stations will do their own investigation. They'll find out.
Well, they already are. Tom Soucy, I've already seen him. He was trying to track down people last night to see what was going on. But it doesn't sound good, but the problem I have with it is it was number one news story on AOL yesterday. We look like morons.
Yeah, it was number one everywhere.
But could it have been politically motivated? Because that's the theory. That's the theory. Because what other reason would you have to do this?
Okay, if it was a setup, what did they intend for it to accomplish? As a setup.
Make her look bad. Make her look like a lawbreaker.
What would that do?
Well, I think when you
She already has a reputation.
Reputation's different than a record.
Yes.
Reputation.
Do you suppose she's ever been arrested before?
I don't know. But I think she hasn't been arrested since her little foray with the president.
And do you know if that's true or not?
I notice he hasn't denied it. He seems to be on Twitter about everything else.
I thought he denied it.
No, he didn't deny it. No. So, and she did pass a lie detector test, I believe. So I don't quite understand what happened in Columbus, and I think a lot of questions will be answered about that. But I'll tell you one thing. I think that we're going to find out with this investigation exactly why they were there, why he asked her to do this, and why all the media was tipped off that this was going on. And I wouldn't imagine if some people lose their job because of it.
All TV stations have their own informants, that give them tips.
Right, but were they at the club too? Were they all there?
They must have been close to it.
Right. So, again, how does this all happen? And I want to know, do they have people in those clubs every night? Do they have undercover police officers in the club every night? Some questions got to be answered about why this happened. And you don't drop the charges that quickly after you file them if you really think something was going on. So there you go.
When did this come out to the news media?
They arrested her Wednesday night, and they released her 12 hours later. Dropped all charges. And dropped all charges, I believe, the other women. I don't know that they were ever fully charged with anything.
They were, weren't they?
So the charges stay against them, but dropped
because
against her.
Because they were employees.
I don't know. We'll have to see where this all goes. But it'll be a story. And luckily, it happened in Columbus, so it'll be on our plate for, it'll be on Ohio's plate that this happened. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Now, to stay in this vein a little bit, Officer Zachary Rosen, age 32, was seen on video striking 26-year-old DeMarco Anderson with his foot while Anderson was lying on his chest on a concrete driveway, restrained by another officer with his hands behind his back. Because of this, the officer got a 24-hour suspension.
Not very long.
Not very long. And why would you strike somebody in the chest with your foot if they're laying on the driveway, restrained by another officer with their hands behind their back? What's the purpose?
Got to call them up and ask them.
Well, I think...
Okay, where was his feet?
I believe this was in Columbus as well.
Oh, was it?
Because it was in the Dispatch.
They had body cameras that showed
the
whole
must
thing.
I think must have.
They must have.
So why... And he, but is a 20... I guess the question here, does a 24-hour suspension fit the crime?
I don't know. Maybe you and I ought to become a detective.
Well... this one,
how about that?
I understand. I mean, we talk about all these things. We believe people have guns. We believe people are going to shoot. We believe, but this person's on the ground, restrained, with their hands behind their back. Why would you kick them in the chest?
I don't know.
That's if they're on their back.
Again, want to read this again because this is from the Dispatch. Officer Zachary Rosen, age 32, was seen on video striking 26-year-old DeMarco Anderson with his foot while Anderson was laying on his chest on a concrete driveway, restrained by another officer with his hands behind his back. Now, why did he strike him?
You never know, you know, in a case where tempers, the policemen are agitated as well as the other person, and you never know what's going to happen under those circumstances, unless you get out your training book and say, now, you know.
Yes.
Because...
But it seems to me this is becoming a common occurrence.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That they're kicking and biting and hitting. I thought they were to follow the rule book.
You know, and here's the problem with it all. There are... We have such good police officers here in Marion.
Right.
And when somebody does something like this... It does taint that profession, just like when a doctor does something wrong. You know, I thought officers were paid not to lose their temper.
I thought so, too.
I mean,
well, sure.
I mean, a teacher, I mean, I'm sure we've all felt like...
Clobbering
yeah,
it, but,
we don't do it because, you know, that's not the job.
No.
So why do officers do this? Why did this officer do this? And was a 24-hour suspension good enough? Should he have been fired?
Questions that can only be answered by whoever's in charge.
Well, the person in charge made his decision, a 24-hour suspension. But is that because this is one of the guys? This is one of the... the world is going mad, and we're watching it happen every day. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think I don't know that the guy should have been fired, but I think the suspension should have been longer than a day.
I think so, too.
I mean, I don't think you do that.
Maybe under policy, that's prescribed one day. And not just open to, well, I think maybe we ought to make it 3. No, let's make it 4 days. I think the policy of the police department would be a one-day suspension automatically.
If you kick somebody when they're down?
Well, it doesn't matter if you were doing something that you're not supposed to do, apparently. I don't know.
That's interesting. 740-383-9944. And remember, this is all going on within a 45-minute radius of us. This is not...
What I think we ought to do is we ought to have somebody come in and talk to the listening audience about this. Have they ever been knocked down by a policeman and kicked or anything? I don't know. I've never been involved in it, and I've never seen a policeman do those things. Not that I'm standing around on the street corner watching for it, but I don't...
Well, no, and I don't think it's happening here in Marion. I haven't seen it, but I do know... I mean, we've got reports of officers in drinking establishments here who...
Now, apparently Marion police officers have cameras.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, videos was released this week because of a shooting that happened last week.
That was another rather large expense, but... It pays, apparently.
Well, why are we having them equipped? What is going on now that we have to equip police officers with cameras?
So someone can't make a false accusation.
Or is it so someone who's in trouble can, you know, the police officer can't get away with it? Mm. You know, where is right and wrong? Do people know anymore? Is everything just...
Well, it's debatable.
Yeah, it is debatable. Nowadays, right and wrong is certainly debatable.
Sure is.
But, you know, whatever. That's what's going on. But again, the Marion Police Department, the Marion Sheriff's Office, I have always found to be great, helpful, wonderful people.
Sure.
So this, I can't say anything about them, but I don't know about this guy, Officer Zachary Rosen, 32 years old, too. That's young, young.
Well, just think about it here a while back. Somebody did something to someone here in Marion, and they hadn't even been on the force 24 hours.
That's right, yeah.
I don't understand where we're going with this temper thing. All of a sudden, we're sitting here talking, and you get shook up because we said something that you didn't like. What right would you have to come out here and...
My philosophy, we're turning our head too much.
I think we are.
We are. We just, that's not my problem. Keep my blinder on, and we're just not going
to
talk about that.
I don't want to become involved.
Don't
want to
be involved. Mm-mm. Don't want to be involved. Keep... And nobody can say right and wrong anymore because they're too busy trying to cover themselves.
Now, just think, if you saw somebody fighting and you tried to break them up and they, in turn, turned on you, both of them, and beat you up.
I wouldn't try to break them up. I would try to call the police. I wouldn't turn a blind eye to it. Mm. And I think that's the problem. Mm. I mean, if next door, let's say you live next door, and you're awoken in the middle of the night by a man beating up his wife, do you just say, well, not my problem? No, you don't do that. You call the police. You make it your problem. You make it your business. We worry about little kids with lemonade stands. We call the police on them. But we can't call the police when somebody's actually doing something horrible.
There's a lemonade stand on Mount Vernon Avenue. Is that?
Well, better call the police. Get them down there.
It hasn't been occupied. I just wonder.
Yeah, it is. It's been there quite a while.
Well, but people, these phones... They take pictures, and here's the evidence, and look what you did, and so on and so forth. What is that movie, 1984, where you're always on camera, you're always tracked, you're always paid attention? Boy, I'll tell you, it's getting there. Yeah. It's getting there, and it's a disastrous thing. And let's talk about this on the air, because I've heard it, Charlie heard it, somebody even sent it to me, that somebody found a dead body at the fair. I have never seen... no. Who reported this? I mean, I have not seen anything. I believe it was a fabricated news story, but it's been around. Somebody sent it to me. Hmm. Like, you should report on this. Why are people doing this?
Well, this same way. I saw, shortly after it happened, a motorcycle accident where a person was injured, at least one person was, and... there were cars, and a police car was there. This is out in the country. Never heard anything about, never read anything in a paper or heard any news about that accident, if that person was badly hurt or just what.
Well, that's the thing. What is going on? What? Why are people poisoning the well? Are they trying to make salaciousness? I mean, are they trying to get people to pay attention to them? I don't understand it.
Another thing, too, I noticed on Route 309, incidentally, 309, you won't want to travel that today. They're chipping it up.
Oh, down there by the barrels?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
but
anyway,
in zoning in Clarendon Township, we have a thing about billboards and advertising signs, very strict rules. I noticed there is a huge sign that just went up on 309 near where near the old the depot. Now, isn't it your, what was the name of the
Red Caboose?
Bob Babbage's place.
Oh,
Depot Sales.
Depot Sales.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, right near there is this great big iron thing that was erected, and a big sign says advertise on this, which is, I would think, beyond, way beyond the zoning regulation, but there it is.
You know what? Not my problem. That's what people will drive by and say. Mm-hmm. Not my problem.
And one time I remember, too, a billboard went up by River Valley High School. There had been a billboard there taken down years ago. There were a couple of timbers laying there. Well, they went ahead and put up a new billboard because that had been a billboard. Even rotten timbers, like, how they get
money.
Around, yeah.
Money, 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 money.
Money talks.
Money talks. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944. Now, here's a story just for interesting. I've not heard it talked about much, but I think it should be. All over the United States, a smoking ban is going in effect July 31st in all public housing, all HUD buildings. That means assisted living. That means retirement communities are usually HUD-controlled. All over the country, July 31st, you have to be 25 feet away from the building if you are smoking whatever you're smoking.
Good idea.
Well, but the problem is, what I see with this problem is a lot of these elderly people who are living in these HUD buildings started smoking back before the Surgeon General's warning.
A lot of them are dying of lung cancer.
Well, now they're going to die from heat exhaustion because they're going to have to walk 25 feet away from the building.
That's right.
You can't, I don't know that you can do that. If you sign a lease and you pay your rent, I don't know, it's not a hotel, it's your home. Now, I've never smoked a day in my life, and I'm not particularly a fan of smelling it. But I don't know that you can make these elderly people, all of a sudden, you got to go over there. 25 feet? They'll die.
Right.
In the winter?
Well, they can't smoke going into a hospital either.
No, but you're
or
not...
Or anywhere on the hospital grounds.
Right, but that's not a permanent stay.
No. For some... It might be.
Well, it might be.
Listen, if you're headed for the pearly gates, you don't have to worry about it. But I think this is not well thought out.
Now, I don't think so.
Now, I'm okay for you enforcing it with younger people because Surgeon General's warning came out in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But there were people, Lucy smoked on television, Rod Serling smoked.
Everybody did.
Right. So if you got addicted back then, and we do know that nicotine is addictive. If you're in your last days, we're going to make you now go out in the cold. We have cold in Ohio. These people are not going to stop. Now, in a perfect world, they would all stop. They would have stopped 10 years ago if they wanted to stop.
I did cold turkey. That's the only way to go.
Yeah,
but these people...
But I kept saying, who has more power, this tobacco or me?
See, so it was a...
Man or a mouse, you know.
Right. But you can't force people what to do. Now, if you want to fix this problem, you make tobacco illegal. But until you do that, you can't force people to do things like that.
But is it all right, though, for people who cannot stand that smoke that you can smoke around them?
Well, I don't know, because then we get into a slippery slope, because then we say, well, if you don't like this polka music, I can't play my polka music. If you don't like the way I dress, I can't dress that way.
If you don't like me smoking, just go out.
If you don't like
mind
the type
your own
of
business.
Well, what about the type of incense I burn? I use a potpourri. I have a perfume that bothers you. You know, there's a lot of things here.
Well, cigarette smoke is something else.
Well, it is, but the problem is, if you moved into a building on the contention that you could do that, and you sold your house and sold off all your property, and you're in your 80s now, now what?
Well, you might have some decent time left in your life by stop smoking.
Right.
You're over 80.
Although, I stopped 30-some years ago, or 40 years ago, and every time I go to a doctor, do you smoke? Have you ever smoked? And apparently, if you've ever smoked, that's a bad mark.
Yeah, but Marge, at your time of life, would you want somebody coming in now in your home and saying that you pay for, you can't do this in your home?
No, I would not like it at all. I think this is something else that they're just getting a little bit too liberal. They're trying to tell you how to live in your own home. And I'm sorry, folks. What I do behind my closed doors, I feel, are my business.
I agree with that. You
and
cannot.
I don't feel that you could come in my house and tell me what to do or I won't be on this radio
or
program.
Or if I came into your house smoking, would you say?
That's different. If I'm not a smoker, if I'm not a smoker, you're coming into my house.
Right.
But I don't have a right to, if you're a smoker and I can't come into your house and tell you not to smoke, but that's what they're doing. That's different.
Well,
see, we're double standarding everything, and I'm telling you, this is going to be bad. The young people, they'll either quit or they'll go outside. They can go outside in the winter 25 feet. Do you want grandma dragging her oxygen tank 25 feet away from the building?
I remember when my dad had lung cancer. Well, before he was really diagnosed, my mother made him go outside to smoke. Even though it was zero, he would go outside and smoke.
Because she lived there.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it was a smokeless house otherwise.
Right. But that was her prerogative. But these people...
But he didn't have a right then.
And I thought he was going to catch pneumonia.
See?
But because the nicotine has such a tremendous hold on a person.
That's it.
If you had to go and stand knee-deep in water or chin-deep in water... To smoke, you would.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're 80-something years old and you've been smoking all your life and you're in your 80s, do you think you're really worried about the smoking killing you at this point?
I don't know.
They may not be worried about it, but I would be worried about it.
Well, they're worried. But, again, this nicotine has a very strong hold. And, again, if you want to get rid of smoking, stop selling them.
There's not as many people smoking anymore.
I don't think so.
No,
that's
it's the
nice.
Old people.
Yeah.
It's the old people.
I don't know about the old people.
I see a lot of older folks smoking.
Hmm.
And I just don't go where they are.
No.
Right, and that's my prerogative.
That's
I don't
right.
have to go where they're going.
That's right.
But I can't tell them how to live. What happened to a person's home is their castle. You have to have a search warrant to go inside. You can't tell people how to live. What's next? What is next? You can't burn incense in your house. You can't have your carpet clean because the lady next door has asthma. You can't leave your windows open because the building's air conditioned.
Wait a minute, I've got to talk to you about this carpet thing because I'm going to get my carpet clean. What do I have to do
now?
Well,
the carpet cleaners, when you clean, a lot of times you can't stay in the house that night if it's a power solution. You have to open up your windows. It's sunny. Paint. You know, when do we stop? In 20 years, you could do this because all the people who were before the Surgeon General will be dead. But those people did not have, it was advertised in magazines, television. Nobody told them it was harmful to their health. Now, anybody after 1970, you really don't have a story. You knew it was bad for you. But it used to be everywhere. But just know if you're a smoker and you're inside of this, on July 31st, if you are in a HUD-controlled building, which is all the senior centers, which is all the assisted living centers, you will no longer be allowed to smoke in your building. In your own home, 25 feet, you're going to have to go away. 740-383-9944.
Good idea.
Now, would you like me coming in your home, Charlie, and saying you can't do this?
Wait a minute.
You can't do what?
Whatever I decide. I come in
and you can't smoke in my house.
Right, but what if I come in and say, well, this is now where all the smokers go. Bam. Now, you wouldn't like that. See? It's the whole point.
I felt good until I came in here today.
I know. Doesn't this show?
It was a rosy world out there.
It was a rosy world.
Blue sky and clouds, just puffy clouds floating over.
Well, yeah.
And a gentle breeze.
And you came into this.
Did you smell any smoke? You smell any smoke?
Oh, boy.
You did?
The what?
Did you smell any smoke?
No.
This is what people... Did you know that was happening?
Is it against smoking in here?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But that's, again... This is our place. Did you know about this ban?
About what? You say damn or
bam? Bam, bam.
Bam.
Ban. Ban. Did you know about this ban?
No, I didn't.
That's why you have to listen to this station. Because we inform you.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
And you've learned all kinds of things that you didn't know you were going to learn.
You haven't even mentioned Trump and his balloon in London.
Well, you know, that's what it is. He didn't like it, apparently.
Said anything about it.
Who?
Trump.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Said he felt it was disrespect, made him uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
I heard that.
Well.
Oh, did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the British people took up a kitty, and they made a gigantic balloon that... With Trump's head, he looks like a pig and he's got a diaper on, and they flew it when he came in. That just tells you what the other countries think of us now.
Yeah, they don't like him too
well. It's about time that we stood our ground. We've given money to countries, and you know how people come.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we give money to all these other countries.
I tried to stay away from politics, folks.
Well, yeah.
And here we go.
But, and now, Trump wants them to pay up. Oh.
Except Russia. He's a good man.
Well, like he said, Germany depends on Russia now for oil and pays them billions of dollars, and yet Germany is supposed to contribute money to NATO.
Germany does contribute money to NATO.
Okay, but not enough, apparently.
No, this is a convoluted thing, but the deal is your dues for NATO are based upon your country's GDP.
2%.
Right. We pay more because we're bigger. That's not hard to figure out.
No.
Well, why is that difficult to understand?
Well, you mean these other countries are paying their 2%?
No. I believe the United States pays just a little over 3%. It's because our GDP is much larger than that of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we in such a thing with Germany right now?
I don't know.
What in the world? What? It's because that woman called him out. Merkel called him out, and now he's got to throw his tantrum and da-da-da-da-da. And here we go. But he did like the Queen. He said the Queen was a nice woman.
Well, he even... had a news conference with the prime minister.
But he didn't like her.
Well, they got along pretty good. They're standing next to one another.
For a second.
She didn't beat him over the head with a purse.
But he didn't like the balloon that flew.
I like that. I didn't see that balloon.
And it's a big, big, big... Well, he looks like a baby and got a diaper on.
You
got
to remember, the British fought us in 1812.
200.
And before that.
200 years ago.
Yeah.
We fought the Russians 50 years ago.
How time we get back at them?
What about Russia? What about Russia?
Did we fight them?
Cold War went on until 1990.
Yeah, Cold War, but we didn't shoot
them. Who put their missiles in Cuba back in 1960?
Yeah, but they didn't fire.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky. Now.
But England did. They fought us tooth and nail. But we beat them.
They had a monarchy then. That's gone. You can't blame what happened 200 years ago.
And Winston Churchill smoked cigars. I bet that really offended a lot of people.
I bet you
wouldn't go in Winston's house and say, you can't smoke here. Right. He'd have told you where to go. But this Germany thing is really confusing. England obviously doesn't like us. They think we're a joke. Now, why would you fly a balloon like that? But what is Germany? What is Germany's beef with us? We got to get along here at some point. If the world turns on us,
Yeah, we'll be at war with the whole world. Just us.
Yeah. Well, we'll have Russia.
And Canada right next door. She'll be able, she won't even need ballistic missiles.
We're getting close with them. We're getting close to being in trouble with Canada.
We're already in trouble
with Mexico. Mexico doesn't like us anymore. How many countries are we going to offend?
Well, they're going to eliminate us.
Well, on our way.
And we got Germany.
Take up arms against us, we'll be gone.
Yeah, be good.
Bend over and kiss yourself goodbye.
The greatest.
How many more years I got?
The greatest country in the world. The greatest country. The problem solver. The democracy. 250 years. And we spent the last year and a half wrecking every relationship we ever had with any country, except
because
Russia.
Because we speak up for ourselves.
No, because we don't play by the rules. You know, you can't say that we don't make more money. You can't say that we don't have more military strength. You can't say that that's not true. It's true. We have to be... Who is bullying us? Who? You notice we're not picking on China. Because we know China would put a old whooping on us.
No, we got a tariff situation there.
Yeah, but you...
A tariff war, perhaps.
If China called in their debts, where would we be? Where would we be? We are in such debt to China. You notice he doesn't speak out about China very often.
No, he doesn't.
And why, again, Russia? What is the commonality
to
this day he will not say anything against Russia?
Well, you kind of talk nice to your enemies.
Do you?
You don't want to rile them.
Beat up your friends, talk nice to your enemies. I don't know. But interestingly enough, since we took this askew here, and baby Trump still flying over Great Britain with the diaper on.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you got to see it. It's a thing. Now, the Pew Research Group recently did a study of presidents in this lifetime. Greatest presidents. Do you know who won the poll? People who voted in this took a poll, and polls do mean something now. God knows we get polled every 5 minutes. Do you know who was voted as the greatest president in this lifetime?
Obama,
44%. Bill Clinton had 33%. President Reagan had 32%.
Reagan, you know, they always think Reagan was the best.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Things are changing.
Because all the references made, back when Reagan was president.
Well, I think he's the highest ranking Republican in this race. But Obama, 44%, nearly half the people, thought that Obama was the greatest in this lifetime.
Well, we didn't hear that much from the guy.
No. I
have never, you turn on the, I only have one station on my TV now because you can't click on the thing because you can't hit it. I got to have somebody come out and show me how to do that.
Have you scanned?
Oh, I've done everything but stand on my head.
Hey, did you try that, Mark?
Yeah.
I mean, at our age, we'd have to have somebody hold our feet.
Now, see, that's another example of somebody coming in your home and telling you what these cable people.
Oh, I know, and they're going to hear from me.
See, there you go. Wait till these HUD directors go in and tell these old women and men that they can't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I don't smoke, so
I want
is my TV so that I can change stations.
But where Obama ranked highest, which I think is kind of interesting because, you know, usually we learn about a president after they're out of office.
Okay, so what do they think Obama did that was so great?
From what I saw in this research, it was first president to get national health care. Ended two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, got the unemployment rate going in the opposite direction, down from 10% to 4% when he left, killed Osama bin Laden, worst terrorist in the history of the United States. I think those were the things.
He never did, though, condemn terrorists. I mean, name them.
He didn't condemn Islamic. And that's because...
He took it nice.
But not all Islamic people are terrorists.
No.
That's the problem.
Right. You know, this thing's complex.
It is complex, and that's why we talk about it. You know, it's serious, but people aren't talking about it. Now, we can talk about, barns, and we can talk about cars, and we can talk about speed limits, but this is the world. This is what people don't hear, and this is what we're talking about here. But I got to get this in the last 3 minutes. The Papa John's owner and chairman had to resign because he used the N-word, which you can't say on the air, in a conference call. What do you think? Should he have had to resign?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I never heard of such stuff. I mean, you could accidentally say that.
Well, that's one of those words now.
He even
that,
took his picture off all their advertising, everything else.
Well, you don't.
But he's still the CEO.
I think that stuff's gone too far.
Well, I don't know. I think the problem is, why would you say that?
I don't know, but...
See, that's not even in my vocabulary.
No, mine either.
I wouldn't ever say that. You would never find a video or an audio of me saying that. And the fact that he said that on a conference call tells me this is not a smart man.
Ooh, it's true.
Hmm. Well, the conference call was among his associates?
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Why do we say a lot of things that we say? Yeah.
This is what I wonder in the last 2 minutes. When did this stuff become okay? We're hearing more and more of this. Why do we have Nazis running for office in Illinois? Why do we have people who were accused of molesting children running for office in South Carolina? What in the world is going on in the world these days? I mean, we didn't talk about it. We talked about it on Marge's show. You know, Thunderbolt Patterson says he's going to run for governor of Ohio. Well, I look at the political landscape and I say, boy, there's a lot bigger jokes out there right now than that particular one. And just remember, you know who was number one joke? Donald Trump. He was the number one. No military, no political experience, going to get the Mexicans.
But he had money.
He had money. But he knew
the right
how to
people.
Use the media.
Yep.
And you know what? Jesse Ventura was a joke in Minnesota till he won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City is running for governor in California. Is she a joke? Is the Nazi in Illinois a joke? And it seems to me there was a guy who ran for governor in California who had no experience except being in motion pictures and selling stuff. And he was called a joke, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up becoming Ronald Reagan, president of the United States.
Sports announcer at one time, too.
Yeah. What does this actor who sold Fluffo on GE Theater know about politics? Well, he became the governor of California. Then he became the president of the United States. So I don't credit anybody as a joke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who says they're going to run for something, I take seriously. Until they tell me different.
Yeah. But did our friend, the homeless guy, he ran for president, didn't he?
He did.
Didn't run very far.
I think that field was way too... President's a little different than governor. You could canvass the state a lot easier than you can canvass the United States. You don't have to fly around Ohio to get the vote. You watch this Thunderbolt Patterson thing, because I'll say this. I'm not saying he'll win. I'm not saying that at all.
I don't even think he'll get off the ground.
I think...
He's not known.
Except
in wrestling circles.
Right, but here's what I think will be different. I think if he gets in the debates, I think, because we're close, and the League of Women Voters control the debates.
But will they recognize him?
I don't think they have to, because I think if he gets in the debates, he's a good talker, he does have stances on issues, and in the debates... He's not going to be afraid to call. What's he got to lose? What do they say?
Oh, yeah.
Everything to gain, nothing to lose. And if you're on television in these debates, they will know who he is.
But he's 77 already.
Well, Trump was the oldest president ever elected. We don't care about anything anymore.
No, we could just. You might be able to run.
That's
might
right.
Be able to run. So we'll see what happens with that. But I just hesitate to call anybody a joke, because I've seen a lot of jokes come back and take office.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
This has been a very informative
this
day.
Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia. It's always fun with Marge and Charlie here, and Charlie's got some stuff to give away. And if you get in here before 3, and if you win, you could go to these places over the weekend.
As long as you don't smoke when you come in.
That's true. But you can do whatever you want in your own house until July 31st.
Okay.
That's it for this show. Charlie Evers in 10 minutes.
And so family, our place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
One of our